Radio 2000, our music, your memories, and we are joined this morning by Yvonne Mfeka, who's a director at the Employment Law Practice at Cliff Decker Hofmeyr. And we're talking about that conversation of you being put into that DC, disciplinary hearing. That's what we're talking about on Legal Tuesday this morning. I'm sure you can also relate as our Radio 2000 listener, and you might have your own stories to share as well, some of your experiences. You're more than welcome to do so. You can send us a voice note to 060-584-2255. Sabona says, Yvonne, welcome to the show. Gunjan.
Good morning, Nati. I'm great, and good morning to your listeners as well.
Thank you very much for joining us. Now, let's start with this one. What are the most common reasons that can lead to a DC hearing, and how can employees prepare themselves for a disciplinary hearing?
For a disciplinary hearing, as you can hear, the word discipline is when an employee has done something wrong. We often call it an act of misconduct. This would be in instances where the employer has contravened or breached a rule, which is known to them, or where that employee ought to have known. A disciplinary hearing must distinguish always, from a hearing that is for incapacity, either for poor work performance or in ill health, which does not involve wrongdoing on the part of the employee. So sometimes those are confused, or I did not distinguish, but that is the distinction that needs to be made.
And what are some of the key steps that that the employee or employees should take when receiving a notice of a disciplinary hearing, apart from praying?
I know that sometimes this can be very overwhelming. So the first thing that you need to do is to read that notice quite carefully, because it communicates very important information to the employee. Firstly, it will tell you what the charges are. That is, what is the act of misconduct that the employee is required to answer to. The second thing is the date and the time of the hearing. We often see people missing this, and then they actually don't know how much time they have to actually prepare for the hearing, because in most instances, employees are allowed between 2 to 3 days to prepare, which may not be a lot of time. So you need to look into that notice quite carefully, where the venue is and some of the rights that are afforded to you as an employee as you prepare for the hearing, and sometimes knowing who can represent you in that hearing. And I mean, the list goes on, but that notice is actually important as the first thing to prepare for the hearing.
And let's talk about the fundamental rights that an employee has during a disciplinary hearing, and how can they be exercised?
I cannot emphasize this more than I can at this point. That every employee has a right to a fair hearing, both substantively, that they actually need to know what case they're supposed to meet, and secondly, procedurally, that is, they need to be afforded a fair hearing before any decision can be taken. And two, subservient to that, is that they have a right to be heard, which is fundamental. And this is exercised through them presenting their case, their evidence, or their own evidence, or evidence through their witnesses. And on the other side, they actually have a right to test the evidence that is being put forward to them or against them by the employer. And that must be done quite fairly and quite swiftly, expeditiously, so that the employee is not frustrated, and that the chairperson must be impartial. That's part of being procedurally fair.
And can an employee have a representative, or maybe let's say a union official, present during the hearing?
So in organization where there is a recognized trade union, employees can be represented by the trade union representative, or what we used to call shop stewards. Where the recognition agreement or the relationship agreement between the union and the company permits for union officials, absolutely they can be represented by those. But we must also note that employees do not have an automatic right to be represented by lawyers or legal consultants.
So if an employee is unhappy with the outcome of the DC, you know, or the appeal process, what can they do, Sis Yvonne?
So in some companies, they actually have a further step, which is called an appeal process, right? So they can invoke that. But in instances where there isn't one, the employee can actually go to the Commission for Conciliation, Mediation, and Arbitration, which we fondly known as the CCMA, or the bargaining council, depending on which sector the employee is falls under.
And then, are there any common mistakes that we should avoid making during a DC hearing?
Oh my, and please must just show up for the hearing. Sometimes I know it can be quite overwhelming.
And scary. Never mind overwhelming.
It's scary.
Scary.
It is scary because you actually think of the unthinkable as you are preparing. So you need to show up. That's the first thing. When you get that notice, even if you have a friend who's going to help you read that notice, because sometimes you may be reading into your charges when there's actually absolutely nothing else outside of those four corners of that page. Have someone assisting you to read that charge and prepare. When I'm talking about preparing, one, knowing that I only have 3 days to prepare. Two, who do I need? Which documents do I need? And actually start writing your story down, because the worst thing is to get into that meeting or that hearing and you're the only person who's doing this for the first time. Mm. Everyone knows what they're doing. Yeah. Now you're overwhelmed. You actually cannot even present your case. So you need to know. You need to be prepared and actually show up. Don't send a medical certificate on the day, because they'll actually proceed without you. You need to show up.
Okay, any last piece of advice, Yvonne? Any last piece of advice to employees facing a DC for the very first time?
Yeah, so as I said, that it actually can be scary and overwhelming. And sometimes when you sit and you think about it, I think you just need other fellow employees just to help. To sit with you. Sometimes they just need to sit there and help you prepare and also point you to the right directions, because you may have all this information that you need to put together, but because you're so scared and it's so limited time, you actually need someone to assist you. If you belong to a trade union, go to your trade union and ask them to assist you in this regard.
Thank you so much. That's Yvonne Vega, director at the employment law practice at Cliff Decker Hofmeyr.